You're listening to SBS News.
A man who attended an anti-lockdown protest in Melbourne CBD at the Shrine of Remembrance is being treated in hospital for COVID-19. The case prompted health officials to urge protesters to get tested should they experience any COVID-like symptoms, no matter how mild. The state has recorded 733 new COVID-19 cases and one death, with the new infections bringing the number of active cases in the state to 7,160. Meanwhile, Health Minister Martin Foley has announced Victoria will receive more doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine from the federal government next week, further increasing supply available to the public.
The pharmacies will be receiving more than 300,000 doses of Moderna over the coming weeks, and those will be distributed across more than 700 pharmacy locations in the state, starting off, quite rightly, in those high demand and high outbreak areas of the north and the west of Melbourne and to the southeast.
And New South Wales recorded 1,043 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night, and 11 people's deaths. One person was in their 40s, two in their 50s, one in their 60s, six in their 80s, and one in their 90s. 10 people were unvaccinated and one had received two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Chief Health Officer Dr. Carey Chance says while there has been a drop in cases in some hotspot areas, there have been increases in other parts of New South Wales.
Of note, we have continued to see a decline in cases in some of the heavily affected local government areas such as Canterbury, Bankstown and Cumberland, but we are seeing increased cases in particularly the Illawarra area. I do want to highlight the fact that we're asking everyone in the Illawarra, we've had 103 new cases reported, bringing the total number of cases to 1,001. The Wollongong local government area is the most impacted, and the Shell Harbour local government area. So I am urging everyone to be cautious.
And international students will be returning to New South Wales by year's end if an updated pilot plan by the state government proves a success. The plan will involve students returning on chartered flights and quarantining for 14 days in retrofitted accommodation in Redfern. The building can accommodate up to 650 quarantining students at one time, but the pilot plan will only include 500 students. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says all students must be fully vaccinated with a Therapeutic Goods Administration TGA recognised vaccine, meaning some Chinese students may not be included in the pilot.
First of all, we're prioritising Australians coming back home, and I want to make that very clear. But we're also really keen to allow our universities to welcome back those international students. But yes, they will need to be double vaccinated with a vaccine that our federal authorities deem to be adequate and effective. And that's just the way it is. So we encourage anybody who wants to be part of our international student program in the future to get access to a vaccine which our federal authorities regard as effective. And I think our population would understand that. We don't want additional risk put into our system.
It's hoped high vaccination rates will help stem a COVID-19 outbreak at a Canberra retirement village where two staff have tested positive. The workers from the Calvary Hayden retirement community in the Canberra suburb of Bruce were double-dosed and wore appropriate protective equipment. ACT Chief Health Officer Karen Coleman has also flagged additional cases at the village.
So they'll be included in tomorrow's numbers because they came in after 8 p.m. last night, and they are a result of our in-reach testing, which we activated yesterday on the back of having the first notification.
And Queenslanders are being offered a chance to win football tickets for getting their COVID-19 vaccine after the TGA reversed its rules for incentives. The NRL suspended issuing the tickets based on TGA advice that they can only be offered to fully vaccinated people. But the TGA changed their rules overnight to say incentives can offer cash or other rewards to people who have been partly or fully vaccinated under the government's national COVID-19 vaccination program. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles welcomes the move.
We've also been able to use the NRL being here to promote our campaign to get people vaccinated so that people can come and get vaccinated before they come and see a game, but you don't have to be coming to the game.
And Australia has passed the 50% full vaccination milestone after administering a record of more than 2 million vaccine doses in a week. The latest federal government figures show Australia's vaccine rollout is now moving at a faster per capita rate than the United States and several European countries. The Australian Government Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, Alison McMillan, urged residents to keep up vaccination rates and thanked all those involved in the rollout.
Each time anyone gets a vaccine, it takes us a step closer to those things that we've all are missing for those of us who continue to be under restrictions. It is, again, a call out to everyone that now is the time to get your vaccine. This is not achieved, though, without an enormous effort from all of those healthcare workers and support workers, transport, logistics, technology people that are helping our national rollout program.
And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.